Recorded Books presents a Lone Star audio production. Tombstone by Matt Braun. This unabridged recording is narrated by Peter Waldron. Recorded Books is the producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio, celebrating the work of great writers from Texas. And now, Tombstone.
Chapter 1. Starbuck angled across Larimer Street, one eye on the police station. The Colt 45 stuffed in the waistband of his trousers gave him an uncomfortable moment. He was accustomed to enforcing the law, and the city ordinance against carrying firearms struck him as damn fool nonsense. His suit jacket concealed the gun, but he was still irked that progress had put him on the wrong side of the law. Denver, like most western cities, considered itself a progressive metropolis. With 1881 drawing to a close, the population was approaching 100,000, and frontier customs were slowly losing ground to the civilized edicts of reformers. Not that old Denver had completely succumbed to the new cosmopolitan posture. Graft and bribes still assured the discreet operation of whorehouses, gaming parlors, and busthead saloons. Yet it was now a hub of commerce, with two railroads and an expansive financial district, and a law against carrying guns. Starbuck began wondering why he'd ever left Texas. As he moved past the police station, it occurred to him that hindsight was the worst of all vantage points. However enlightening, it made a man feel very much the dim dot. A brisk December wind whipped out of the northwest with biting force. He grunted, testing the wind for snow, and hurried along the street. Halfway down the block, he turned into the entrance of the Brown Palace Hotel. In the lobby, he pulled out his pocket watch and checked the time. The letter from Vernon Whitehead had indicated 10 sharp, and he still had a couple of minutes to spare. He inquired at the desk, and much as he expected, Whitehead's name commanded instant attention. The clerk pointed him in the right direction, all the while emphasizing that the gentleman in question occupied the hotel's finest suite. Starbuck crossed the lobby, gazing around at the ornate decor and a garish mural covering the breadth of the ceiling. He thought it beat the hell out of a bunkhouse. Mounting the sweeping staircase, he was reminded that the whole operation had been organized on a large scale. Early next spring, the presidents of every cattleman's association throughout the West would converge on Denver. Their purpose would be to unite in the formation of the International Cattlemen's Association. Their primary goal, aside from joining forces against homesteaders, would be an organized, far-reaching campaign directed at rustlers and horse thieves. Vernon Whitehead, chairman of the executive committee, had extended an invitation for him to attend a preliminary planning session. He was to be considered for the position of chief range detective. John Chisholm, perhaps the most respected of all Western cattlemen, had recommended him for the job. Some months earlier, he had been instrumental in disbanding a gang of rustlers who were preying on Chisholm's vast New Mexico spread. At the same time, he had had a hand in tracking down Billy the Kid, and was present the night Pat Garrett killed the young outlaw. The attendant publicity had advanced his already formidable reputation as a manhunter. Upstairs, Starbuck proceeded along the hall and stopped before the door of the suite. He removed his hat, tugged the lapels of his jacket straight, and knocked. The murmur of voices inside quickly subsided, and a moment later the door opened. An older man with a shock of white hair like candy floss greeted him with an outstretched hand. "You must be Luke Starbuck." "Yes, sir, I am. And you're Vern Whitehead." Whitehead stepped aside. "Come on in and meet the rest of the boys." The suite was lavishly appointed. A thick Persian carpet covered the sitting room floor, and grouped before the fireplace were several chairs and a plush divan. The other committee members, Sam Urschel, Oscar Belden, and Earl